Recreational marijuana advocates say with each passing day, it's not legal in New York State. People are losing jobs, custody of children, and freedom over a substance they deem less harmful than alcohol or tobacco. They insist that rather than avoid the issue, lawmakers need to regulate it. Hopes were for recreational cannabis legislation to be included in the state budget agreement, but shortly before its passage, Governor Cuomo announced legal pot would be left out. Cassandra Frederick, the Drug Policy Alliance's New York State director, says the governor has failed on a promise to pass true criminal justice reform.
And while the legislative leaders like Carl Heasty and Andrea Stewart-Cousins were both timidly saying things like, yeah, we still think there's enough time, Governor Cuomo really doused a lot of water on the kind of fire that was being burned for marijuana legalization.
Dr. David Nathan, who leads the group Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, cited statistics suggesting 22 million Americans using cannabis on a monthly basis and increasing. If marijuana is going to remain present, he says, society would be better to regulate it and allow responsible adults to have it.
Underage use, other than in limited medical circumstances, is always a bad idea because of the degree to which it can affect development of the brain. That said, cannabis prohibition has far from prevented underage use and in some ways has probably increased it. And the way we know that is by the government's own statistics that 80 to 90% of 18-year-olds in the United States for decades have reported easy access to cannabis if they want to obtain it.
DPA members are now pushing the state legislature to pass the Marijuana Regulation Taxation Act. And while they would like it passed by the end of the current legislative session, they want comprehensive legislation, which also addresses what they deem some of the social damage caused by keeping marijuana prohibited. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.